Right, let me speak to Margaret, who's got an issue with the buses. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning, Frank.
What's the problem, Margaret, on this fine January morning?
And a fine one it is, too. The buses. Now, New Year's Day, Tuesday. My friend and I, both in our, we'll say, late 60s, we're going into town. Now, my friend lives on Route 8, which is out Irnvale, Finicky Road South. I live on Route 11, which is the very top of the Glencairn. My friend got into town fine, okay. She was praising TransLink. 1 an hour bus, brilliant. There was no buses from Glencairn, Spring Martin, Ballygamartin. You couldn't get a bus until you got to Woodvale Park. The only bus that was servicing the whole end of this country was an 11A going to Silverstream. What the hell was wrong with TransLink? The town's crying out for customers. The shops were open from 1 o'clock, but there were no buses from Glencairn, Spring Martin, going down the Ballygamartin Road. You had to get to Woodvale Park, and that was the only bus that was going.
How far did you have to walk to get a bus then?
Well, a young couple facing me here out on the front of the main road actually gave me a lift down to the Woodvale Park. But when I got into town, I was asking about how did I get back home again. And I was speaking to a man. I'm not going to say who he was because I don't want to get him into trouble. But he was saying that this is a new thing they're trying out this year, that by next year there will be no services at all running on New Year's Day. So they've got something going in the pipeline.
But of course, no one here from TransLink to suggest that that is part of their future policy. One thing I would say, however, was I was out on New Year's Eve for a walk at about, must have been about 9 o'clock on New Year's Eve. And I saw a bus coming along Finihy Road South going towards the Malone Road in Belfast. And there was no one on it apart from the driver. He was driving an empty bus. Now, the town would have been buzzing with people on the party parade. I would have expected people to have been taking the bus to go clubbing as opposed to taking their car. They probably weren't taking their car, but they took a taxi as opposed to the bus. People weren't using the bus. And I certainly saw that on New Year's Eve when you would have expected people to at 9 o'clock to be climbing on board.
Well, being as, well, my friend and I, well, I would be older than her, so we're going to say middle to late, going towards our 70s, shall we say, kicking on the door. Anyway, I just thought, standing at the bus stop, I felt nervous being in the town, and I'd said, look, I know you're okay. You've got a bus every hour, your 8 route, which is taking you up the Malone Road or across Stranmillis, ending up at Finicky Road South into Irnvale. But there's a bus here apparently at 3:15, 11A. I need to get on that, which leaves me at Woodvale Park. But the crowd of people that were standing at the City Hall, people, old people, young ladies with babies and prams, and they were all shouting and crying out, what's wrong with the bus? We at least thought it would be like a Sunday service thing, 1 an hour. You know, there were some people said they were standing there for 55 minutes and then...
Margaret, what sort of people use buses? I occasionally, very occasionally, would step on a bus, but I haven't used them as often as I maybe this time last year promised I might use them. And, you know, I'm fully supportive of public transport and encourage people to use them. But, and here's the but coming, 55 minutes standing for a bus. How dear is it to get like a black taxi or whatever to go up the to go up to, you know, North Belfast. If you're, is anything worth standing in a queue for 55 minutes, even for half an hour? I wouldn't stand in a queue for 10 minutes. I would find an alternative mode of transport. Is it just? Is it just? It couldn't be too far too expensive for everybody. Why do people not just go and get a taxi?
Now, that I can't answer to you. The last time I got on a black taxi from Tyne to go home, I was actually ripped off, but that's a different story entirely. But the price of it was ridiculous. It was like 14 quid.
All right. Okay. Well, then, you know, if it's that sort of money, then I can understand why people are standing in a queue. It doesn't augur well for the encouraging of people to leave their car at home if they can't get the bus. Now, we have asked TransLink to clarify whether or not they're changing their plans for special holiday arrangements or not, and maybe they'll come back to us with that. You're certainly an unhappy customer. But I'll ask you a question before you go, Margaret. Which is more inconvenient, not having a bus on New Year's Day or not getting your bin emptied over Christmas? My bin is still full. It's been sitting there for 2 weeks and it wasn't emptied. Now, I do accept it's the blue bin. It's the least serious of the issues. But you're coming down with wrappings and cardboard and all that sort of stuff at Christmas. And we now have nowhere to do any recycling. And I've left the bin out every morning for a fortnight. And my wee bin is brought back in, looking at me as if to say, Frank, I don't want to go out there anymore. Nobody coming to look inside me. Do you know what I mean? I'm beginning to feel sorry for the darn bin.
You idiot. Anyway, you asked me about the bin, which one I prefer. Well, I live on my own, so therefore the blue bin is literally put out. It's put out at the beginning of the summer, which I reckon around springtime. March. I put it out in March and it does me right through until I put it out again then at the beginning of December.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. You know, do you recycle? But do you recycle?
I do recycle.
Yeah, but it's just if one person in the house, that is understandable. Margaret, you've raised a few issues there. Thank you very much indeed. I'll throw that question out to the rest of you. Which is the most inconvenient? Not having a bus on New Year's Day or your bin not being emptied for a fortnight? We did say this before the holidays began, that the Belfast City Council may not empty your blue bin for the best part of 2 weeks because they couldn't get the workers to volunteer to work the overtime. And true enough, I was caught in it. And, you know, you begin to get a wee bit sick of it eventually because surely they could come along. I've put it out again today, just in case. It's sitting out there on its own, looking up and down the road. I've done it again. I've done it again today, just in case they do think we better go round and empty those blue bins in that area of Belfast where we didn't empty them over Christmas. I could be waiting. I mean, maybe I go home this evening and there it is. Not a thing inside it. 0289033105. By the way, if you're with the council and you do want to explain why I'm still waiting, not just me, but all our neighbours and everyone else along the route, why we're waiting on having our blue bins empty, do let us know. 0289033105. And you could, of course, maybe suggest a day that it is going to be emptied. I'm going to guess it'll be next Wednesday because that's given it a full fortnight to come round again. Or would it be a month, a full month? Yeah, because it's every week, every fortnight? Yeah, you know what I mean. We've missed one and we're now going to miss another one. And I'm factoring in the fact that we had Christmas that day as well. Okay, 0289033105. You can give us a bit of guidance as to when you might empty the blue bin. Because after all, you know, if you can't provide the service, a question mark has to be hanging over why we pay the rates. Like the most basic thing you get for your rates is the bin being emptied. And cut a long story short, Belfast City Council have failed in the delivery of that service this Christmas. Let me speak to Malachy, who's on this line. I think he's talking taxis. Good morning, Malachy.
How's it going, Frank? Belfast City Council have fallen numbers. That's why your bins are not empty. They probably have a union that says if it's under 10 degrees or it's overcast, they don't have to work or some stupid rule like that. Anyway.
Well, I think that's unfair. They couldn't get the people to volunteer to work on certain days. And maybe it's down to the fact that they don't give them any extra money or whatever it is. But I pay X thousand pounds a year in rates and the bin hasn't been emptied. Like, it's the most basic service. And I'm not saying me. I'm saying people the length and breadth of the roads around us haven't had their blue bin emptied this Christmas. And it's a time when the blue bin is stuffed to the gills. But go ahead, Malachy. Why did you phone?
Missing the point. It's hard work, I say, so they don't want to do it because there's no hard work in them. That's the point.
I don't think it's the fault of the individual operatives on the lorry. I think it's the fault of the system. You know, if you pay people a little extra, they'll go and do it. Or if you put on an extra few runs on a lovely day like today, they could have those bins emptied no problem. So I've been leaving it out, and maybe I go hoping it's empty. But it's, you know, in the meantime, we're putting recyclables into the dirty bin, and that isn't the way to go. But why did you call, Malachy?
The reason is, I had a son on New Year's night. He's only a young fella, 22. He was out with his girlfriend having a meal, not too far from where I live out in Crossgar here. But he got a taxi home at about 2:30 in the morning. From Crosscar to Saintfield, which is a 5-mile journey. And he came in the next morning. He says to me, a taxi guy charged me £20 or £21, I think it was, for that journey, because he said it was double time on New Year's night. And I went, hold on a second, are you telling me that this taxi company charged you £20 for a 5-mile journey, even if he broke the speed limit? And I'm being kind to him here. And he went 60 miles an hour from Crossgar to Saintfield. He was charging you £1 every 15 seconds. Now, in anybody's book, to me, that is highlight robbery. I was going to ring the police and tell them there was a robbery committed because of the charge, to see if they would investigate. Because I can't see how in a court of law in this Mickey Mouse country we live in, that you could stand in front of a judge and say, I was charged £1 every 15 seconds. Would it even cost that to fly in a space shuttle? Or am I, if I lost the plot?
Is this New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve.
Like, taxi drivers,
I know they put a price on it, Frank, but he said it was metered. And I said to him, did this guy just pluck this number out of the sky? He says that it was metered. Not only that, he told me it was £21, but he says, give me 20.
Was it 20 said, quid? Was it 20 quid on the meter? Or was it 10 quid on the meter?
No, it was £21 on the meter. It was £20.90-something. But your man says, just give me 20 quid. And I says, oh, so you've been candy? And he says, aye. And I says, that works out. If he's doing 60 miles an hour, which is a speed limit, which is probably 50 miles an hour out here. But I says, that's £1 every 15 seconds, he charges you. And telling me that he had a smile on his face. I wouldn't have given it. Personally, I wouldn't have given it.
Well, that's the decision that you have to make. That is dear. Any of you taxi guys want to justify that? 20 quid for a 5-mile journey. Okay, it was New Year's Eve. 20 quid for 5 miles along some little country roads. 0289033105. But if they don't charge it, then they won't work. Then people don't get home at all. That's the other side of the coin. Malachy, thanks for raising it. Any other complaints or indeed people to praise? Because this is very important. You know this program does both. Paul, good morning.
How you doing, Frank?
I'm very good, Paul. Are you praising or criticising?
No, I'm actually criticising, Frank. My son was actually waiting on a taxi down at the City Hall on New Year's night. It was about 7 o'clock. There were six of them. And they actually said that they went over to the black taxi stands there at the front of the City Hall. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
And the guy actually quoted him £25 from Belfast to Black's Road there, just at the turn off at the motorway there. We just live there in Black's Road. And because there were six of them, he asked for another £6, which would have made it £31 from Belfast to Black's Road, approximately a four and a half mile journey.
31 quid?
Yep. And he actually rang himself up, and I actually went down. And it just so happened that Robert, the taxi driver, was actually standing at the rank, actually talking to another taxi driver, because I know Robert from driving about the town. £31, £25, they said the fare was, the Black Soad, then another six, because there was another £6, which would have made it £31, the Black Soad.
And did you bring it up with Robert? By the way, Robert is a very outspoken taxi driver who appears on radio programmes the length and breadth of the land and wears a cloth cap. He's a feature and a fixture in Belfast city centre and a very pleasant gentleman. Did you bring it up with Robert?
No, well, myself, I drove down myself to get the three boys and another parent drove down and got the three girls. When I was actually seeing Robert, I just opened my window and says, "You can't be serious, £25 to Black Soad." And they just turned around and looked at me as if I had two heads.
Yeah, because of course it wasn't Robert who was charging you the £25 to Black Soad. And he probably thought to himself, what? They couldn't be charging you that. If you get in with Robert, he wouldn't be expecting so much remuneration for a journey from Belfast city centre to Black Soad. £31 on New Year's Eve. Okay, New Year's Eve. Just double checking. It was
New Year's Day, Frank.
Oh, during the day.
New Year's Day at 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah, but is it Eve or day?
Evening, at the evening.
Yeah, but hold on. This is important. Is it the Eve, New Year's Eve, or New Year's Day?
No, it was New Year's Day, Frank, because
Okay, I'm out of time, but New Year's Day, that is poor. Great tune coming up, but very briefly, Robert, profession came in for some criticism earlier on, but I was defending Robert to the hilt as the cloth-capped gentleman of taxiing has given us a ring because he'll describe why a taxi is so dear on the 1st of January. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Frank. The first thing I'd like to say, Frank, Happy New Year to you and all your staff in U 105 who have done an excellent job in 2018 as creating the biggest show in the country, and I hope this continues into 2019.
Thank you, Robert. Now, justify £31 for a taxi ride from Belfast city centre to Black's Road.
Well, the first thing I got to let the general public know, the Department for Infrastructure test all the taxi meters, private hire and black taxis right across the country, and they set the meters, not the taxi drivers. Any taxi driver has not got a meter on is doing the job illegally. First point, I got a job on Christmas Eve. The meters are set from Christmas, 2 o'clock on Christmas Eve, right into Boxing Day. Now, and then they go back to normal. And then what happens is at 8 o'clock on Christmas Eve, all the taxi meters go up. And what happens is anybody gets a taxi then. Now, I can say a couple of things here.
Yeah, just before you go, but so as we're clear on this, Robert, Christmas Eve through to Boxing Day, there's a special rate. New Year's Eve, there's a special rate. When does it stop?
It stops on New Year's night at 12 o'clock. And after 12 o'clock, getting into the following day, it goes back to normal.
So at what point are we back to normal, on New Year's Day or on the 2nd of January?
Officially after 12 o'clock, the 2nd of January.
Okay, 2nd of January, fine, got this. So would it be reasonable for a black taxi to charge £31, the taxi's full, to charge £31 to go to Black's Road?
Well, what I'm going to tell you now is very clear. A driver may give, some people would come over to a taxi rank on them holiday occasions and ask, how much is it going to be? A driver can give a rough guide. Somebody has probably given a wee bit of a guide over. Now, I can tell you from my experience on Christmas Eve, where the meters are generally the same as they are on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. I actually got a guy up to Black's Road myself, up the Aris Grove, just up above Brookler, on the Blacks Road, and it clocked 18.80. And I says, the guy says, the young guy, he says, look, I'm going to have to go in the house. I says, no problem, friend. Just bring me out 15 quid. Now, I took a hit of £3.80. But officially, I don't have to take that hit. Now, once again, I heard the other guy, was it Crossgar?
Uh-huh.
Before the guy on Blacks Road?
5 miles from Crossgar to Saintfield, 21 quid.
Yeah, but see, once again, this has nothing to do. See, if a taxi driver said he had his meter on, say it was £10, says give us 20, he is robbing you. Every customer gets into a legal taxi with a meter on. It's what that meter displays at the end of the journey, what you pay.
Okay, Robert, that's very clear. And, of course, these were metered. So, however, Robert, you know, that the Crossgar was metered. But the 31 quid that was suggested to the kids at the City Hall, it should have been it should have been 18 quid that was suggested.
No, but hear this out, Frank, hear this out. When you get into a black taxi, if there's six people, this is officially, I think I've already said it, Frank, they approached one of the taxi drivers before they get into a taxi. The taxi driver might have given us a coat that was probably, he was assuming it might have been that, but he was obviously, I can tell you from experience, he was wrong, but he overcoated. But he would have got into the taxi and put the meter on and found out that he was wrong. Now, when you have six people, anything over four people in a black taxi is a pound each, right? So if there's four of you at the end of the day, if it gets up at the end of the destination and say it's 18.60, it's then 20.60. Because of the extra £2 with the extra two passengers. Now, Frank, and another major issue here, I heard a woman on up at Spring Martin, wasn't it?
Yes, no bus service. New Year's Day.
No bus service. But at the same time, TransLink were given over £1.5 million by the infrastructure to shunt people in and out of the city. And, you know, they should have had a service on a New Year's Day for that lady. Because they've been subsidised. Now, the whole taxi trade, Frank, and I'm not just talking black taxis, the infrastructure people who were all under, give TransLink over £1 million, and it wrecked the whole taxi trade throughout the whole Christmas period. Now, you can talk about raised meters and holiday time, but I could say to you, if you were in a job, Frank, you'd be on double time in a day and loo. You know, so there's a bit of unfairness here by the infrastructure because they've given them over a TransLink. Let's call a spade a spade here, Frank. TransLink is constantly getting millions and millions of pounds pumped into it. And everybody else in the transport, like all taxis are a full 24-hour, 7-day-a-week taxi service. TransLink aren't that. And TransLink can't run their own steam.
All right, okay. Robert never misses an opportunity to land a punch on TransLink and the Department of Infrastructure and the way the system works. But they weren't able to provide a service on New Year's Day to the lady in Spring Martin, and that's what he's reacting to. Robert, thank you. 0289 033 105. So there is a special tariff on those holidays for the black taxis, and there's also an additional charge per person when the taxi fills up. So that's why it would have been certainly well over for the 18 and 6, 18 and 2 is 20, but 24 quid should have been the quote for those people who were going to Blacks Road, but they were quoted 31. Right, 0289 033 105. I've got a cracking tune for you, but Gary has a quick point that he wants to make about a good deed, positivity. Thank God for Gary. Good morning, Gary.
Morning, Frank. Happy New Year to you and all the listeners.
You too, my man. You too.
Yeah, listen, just before I give you my wee story, what a time over. I worked all over Christmas. You know what I do there, Frank? And That girl, Linda Collins, filled in for you. Christmas Eve and Horan Johnny, and then right through the holidays. What a show. You need to watch your back, big lad.
I read you on Twitter. I heard you were issuing warnings that I would never be back. You were so in love with Linda.
Yes, absolutely. Put the day in brilliant. So she's an absolutely great DJ and presenter. Well, prefer play to you 105 for Faintner, but... Can I just add
about Linda, because I rarely get a chance to mention Linda on this programme. If there is a nicer human being on earth, please bring he or she to me. If you've never met Linda Cullen, you've missed a treat. But back to what you're saying, Gary, go ahead.
Here, Frank, just on that too. See the handover between her, the Thursday afternoon between her and Johnny Cullen, Johnny Hero, or rather. It's one of the funniest things you'll hear in radio. I urge people to listen to it when she does the film review. It's so genuine. The humour is so genuine between them. And, you know, you'll get one DJ and all trying to get that humour with other DJs, and they'll make it up. But it's not. It just comes natural to the two of them. And it's just so genuine. It's funny. So fun. I would urge people to listen to that film review. You're going to laugh every Thursday at 4 o'clock.
I agree. You know, I agree, boy.
But get on there, Robert. See what he took the hit for the £3, right? I absolutely can confirm that he does things like that. I was walking home on the 12th, a wee bit worse for wear, shall we say, trying to get a taxi with the parade still going on through the town. And I was walking by Jury's, couldn't get a taxi for love nor money, and spots Robert. And called him and says, run us up the road. He says, I can't let you shoot it. He says, up the falls, anywhere, just get us up. He says, right, jump in. And as we were driving along, he spotted these four or five kids had flags out there, and they were walking too. But they were walking across Millfield, which probably would have been a wee bit dangerous for them. So he put them in the taxi as well. Now, not to forget, everybody was getting double bumpers in the 12th day. It's not the norm on the meter, but people do pay a wee bit extra. Robert put everybody into a taxi, dropped me in the Shankill and dropped them as on up to Highfield, right up to Springfield. And I found out the next day he never took a wing off myself. I mean, well, he just says to me, no, go you on. And he didn't know me, he just knew me. I introduced myself as who I was through the radio. And he dropped the kids in Highfield as well and wouldn't take none of them and told them to enjoy their day. So that's the kind of taxi driver Robert is. And listen, see, you get a lot more taxi drivers in around Belfast Lake, Robert. You know, they've probably got a better reputation.
I'm with you about Robert. I've met Robert a couple of times, and I know he can be vocal on the radio, and he can put the boot in on occasions, and he can make his point in a very articulate and fluent way, but he has an absolute heart of gold. I've met him a few times. It's just great to be, you know, aware of people like, as you're describing him there, Gary, and other people that we bump into from time to time who put a spring in our step and a smile on our face. And Robert's one of those guys. Mark's listening to the programme. It wouldn't be a new year without Mark's ear. He says, good morning, Frank. You say a big thank you to the bin men in Cumber. They've emptied all the bins in Cumber today. A first-class job. Play an Elvis song. What would the most appropriate Elvis song be for men emptying the bins? Any chance of sending them round to Dunmurry? With a bit of luck, they'd empty the ones there that haven't been emptied for a fortnight. Let me speak to Paul, who's on this line. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Frank. Happy New Year to you.
And the same to you, Paul. What's on your mind?
Frank, just the guys all about taxis and the overcharges. This was my son about 4 or 5 weeks ago, before the Belfast Festival was on. Him and his friends had got a taxi from Belfast back to Craigavon by Uber, and they were charged, one of his mates paid it, was $59.99. Now, that was reasonable, I thought. So 2 weeks later, they were down at the Belfast Festival. It was my son's turn to pay the taxi back for the four lads. And he handed the card over, checked the bank the next day, and he was charged $159.99 for the exact same trip.
Did he not ask for how much it was going to be before he agreed the deal?
He surmised, obviously, that it was going to be the same as it was the fortnight earlier, the standard trip. So he had been on, and I've been on with Uber, and it just says, no, he must have agreed to pay the $159.99 before he got into the taxi. You know, and my son says, yeah, you've got to be joking. Who would ever pay that for the same trip?
How do they come up with £159? Remind me again, where from, to Belfast to Craigavon?
From Belfast to Craigavon, and he had the exact same trip, only his friend paid it you know, they go down every other fortnight, whatever, and the friend had paid it the previous fortnight. And it was $59.99, so obviously my son took it. Well, it's going to be the same, it's the exact same trip from the centre of Belfast to his house in Craigavon, and they took $159.99 off his card.
I just get a feeling if one's 59 and the other's 159, it sounds to me like just a mistake from the operative, from the taxi operator.
No, because he got on with Uber and they said, you must have agreed that price with the taxi driver before you get into the taxi. And my son says, no, why would I have done that? He sent him the app that he had with the map of the exact same trip from the fortnight earlier. And when he paid the money, and it just says, no, we can't refund you. You've obviously agreed $159.99 with the driver.
That's a lesson. There's a lesson for any of us booking a taxi.
Absolutely.
How cheap is that? £159 would get you to Dublin Airport.
It would, all right, Frank. But as I say, I even got on to the complaints department and just said, look, do the right thing here. Pay the fellow the money back. It's absolutely ridiculous. But to no avail whatsoever.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how Uber operates in terms of what way the charging works, but my goodness me, that is a ridiculous price. What was it? Was it a particular holiday or any special day?
No, it was the Belfast Festival weekend that weekend.
Yeah.
It was no holiday, no nothing. So I just taken it was a driver, just ripped him off and that was it.
It's incredible. Or a driver made a mistake, but my goodness me. £159. Dear, oh dear, if you're an Uber driver in Belfast and you've charged someone £159 to go to Craigavon, you got to take a long, lingering look at yourself. You're bound to know that that was a mistake. You're bound to know that there is no way that anyone would expect to pay £159 to go to Craigavon. It's unbelievable. Right, 0289 0333 105. David has a point he wants to make on the back of this. I emphasise that it's David. I've never used an Uber, so I'm not very familiar with the system. Go ahead, David.
Frank, first of all, I'm no lover of Uber, but what I would say, I find that story very hard to believe. £159 to Craigavon. The way you use Uber, you book Uber through an app and you agree a price before you accept the booking. Okay? That's all I want to say on Uber. They're rip-off merchants, so they want to use them and they want to use them. But
yeah, but hold on. We'll not. We'll not call people who are running a legitimate business, who are successful the world over, rip-off merchants. You've just said that they offer you a tariff, you agree the tariff, you take the journey. So that certainly is not a rip-off. However, there seems to be, I think, a mistake here, where it's usually £59, it's come up as £159, and the client has used it.
One other point I wanted to mention, I'm a private hire driver. I'm just going to quote you the rates. Robert missed out on this here. On Christmas Eve, on the holiday period, it is £4.80 minimum fare, £6.20 for the first mile, and £4.80 a mile thereafter. Just look, taking that from the DBA information sheet here, £4.80, £6.20, I beg your pardon, £4.80 minimum fare, £6.20 for the first mile, and £2.80 a mile thereafter. So the man, for his son, was charged £20 to cross Garve. He wants to work that out for himself. £6.20, £2.80 minimum, and a mile thereafter. Work it out, Frank. It's not far off £20.
For the journey from Saint Field across Garve.
5 miles, Frank. £6.20 for the first mile, £2.80 a mile thereafter.
So what we're discovering, David.
And he stops traffic lights, whatever, you know.
Yeah, but David, what we're discovering here, it's incredibly expensive to travel by taxi in this part of the world.
What people don't realise is taxi drivers in Northern Ireland are being hit hard by the DVA with new charges, all sorts of legislation, meter tests, high costs of running the taxi. What are we meant to do, work for nothing on public holidays?
I'm not suggesting that. All I'm saying is it's incredibly expensive to travel by taxi.
We realise the average cost of taxi insurance in Northern Ireland is about £2,500 to £3,000 for a new driver starting. So, Frank, what do we do? Are we meant to work for nothing?
That's not what I'm suggesting. All I'm saying is that it is incredibly expensive to travel by taxi. You maybe have 20 good reasons why it's expensive. I'm not challenging you on any of them. I'm just saying it is expensive to travel by taxi. And that's why the woman who couldn't get the bus to Spring Martin didn't have the option of traveling by taxi because she found it too expensive.
I can't speak for Translink. I can't speak for Uber. All I can do is speak from my industry I work in. All I'm saying is, I think the fares were pretty reasonable. If you go 100 miles down the road to Dublin, do you ever go down to Dublin, try and get a taxi, Frank, what they charge you down there?
I have no experience of using taxis almost at all, to be honest. An odd time, if I was in a taxi three times in 2018, would be the height of it. And I'm sure that the company I work for probably paid each time. So I'm not fully familiar with the taxi tariffs. All I'm saying is, this morning, listening to the amounts that are being charged, I find it to be expensive.
Yeah, website, the fares are there for everyone to see. It's plain and simple. Everyday fares are there for everyone to see. Taxi drivers do a very difficult job in Northern Ireland, especially at holiday periods. The amount of abuse that drivers take, the amount of nonsense we'll have to put up with, I think we do a fair enough job, Frank, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I do. I do too. I think you do a great job. That's the simple reality. Anytime I've been in the taxi, the three or four times that I have, I've been very, very impressed. I must actually say, there was a time during 2018 when I did take taxis, and it was when we were between the two buildings. I tell a lie, because during 2018, when we were partly in Havelock and partly at City Keys, I took taxis back for the weather forecast was coming from one building, the radio was coming from the other. And I did take taxis back on that short run, all of which were covered by the company, so I didn't know what it cost. But I agree entirely with you that the guys who are providing the service provided an excellent service. What I am finding out this morning, however, is that the actual tariff is very high. And you've a long list of reasons as to why it will be high, because they've got to maintain the cars, they've got to insure the vehicles, they've got to put it through the PSV, they've got to, you know, make a wage out of it, they've got to pay their taxi depot rent, a long list of outgoings for the taxi driver. I'm not knocking the guys at all, I'm just saying it's expensive. Right, good morning to you. 0289 033 105, 0289 033 105. Colin has a point that he wants to make. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning, Frank, how are you?
I'm very good, Colin, very good. What's on your mind?
Well, the problem is here in Poglos that our bins were supposed to be, our black bins were supposed to be getting emptied on Christmas Day. So for some reason or another, everybody started putting it injured the Saturday before it. Then there was a Sunday, then it came to Christmas Eve, the bins still weren't emptied. Now, all year round, there's a fella comes around me, a couple of kids in a van, and the wife's the bins for £2, whatever it is. So coming up to Christmas, they get their wee bonuses and get their wee bit of extra few quid for Christmas. The fellow who employs Emmons has a wife and kids to feed. They never got no work done all over Christmas, all over the new year. Still to the day, the bin still hasn't been emptied, and it's been out the front door ever since the Saturday before Christmas.
Colin, just let me stop you there, because we touched on this before the actual holidays. We had a story on this programme about the possibility that your bins wouldn't be emptied over Christmas. And we were told by council that the problem would lie with the blue bin. And my own house has been affected by that. Our blue bin hasn't been emptied for the best part of, what is it now, 3 weeks or whatever. It hasn't been emptied. So the blue bin was due to be emptied last week and didn't go, and it hasn't gone this week and it'll probably go next week. So it's a number of weeks of accumulating the recyclables. Now, that's acceptable up to a point. You know, you're paying for a service, thousands of pounds for a service, and you're not getting it. However, a blue bin sitting outside a house, we can put up with it. Be handier if we didn't have to, but we could put up with it. You would expect them to come along today and empty it now that everyone's back at work. Will they? I don't know. Maybe I go home, it will be emptied. But the black bin, we were led to believe by council before Christmas that the dirty bins would all be emptied. And you're telling me that your dirty bin hasn't been emptied for all that time?
Hasn't been emptied. It was emptied 2 weeks before actual Christmas Day, mm-hmm. on that Tuesday. Then the green bins go out the following Tuesday. Then on Christmas Day, the black bins can have it again. So as I was saying to you, the Saturday before the Christmas on Tuesday, people in the street and in the area put their black bins out, and they're still having an habit. And that's the dirty, smelly black bins you talk about.
Yeah,
and when you walk by the bin now, the front is disgusting.
Yeah, I can understand it. Listen, council, whoever's in charge here, it isn't good enough, because I don't know what Colin's paying in rates. I'm not going to quiz him on it. He'll be paying whatever he merits to have to pay. I know what I'm paying, and the very least you would expect is the blimmin' bins to be emptied. You know, it's not much to ask. Could you empty the bins? And I would say give priority to Colin's area there and empty those dirty black bins. And then when you're finished doing that, you can come round our way and empty the blue bins, because they're stuffed to the gills. I see a couple of people mentioning Airbnb, which I referred to right at the beginning of the programme. This is just one of the topics that we were considering for a discussion, because there's a warning of court action in Northern Ireland for owners of Airbnb properties. There's the number of rentals are very much on the increase. The number of local properties that are actually listed, if you go on to Airbnb, has gone through the roof, really, in this part of the world. And the figures were compiled by AirDNA, which basically looks into Airbnb market trends in places like Belfast or parts of County down along the coast, up in Derry, places like that. And they found that over 2,500 properties were listed online during the month of December. And it includes just over 1,500 entire homes and I think about 950 or so private rooms. And most of the properties are located in the general Belfast area, which is about 1,000 homes, or just under about 900, I think, and about 550 rooms listed as well. Now, this is the important bit. Northern Ireland is the only part of the United Kingdom where anyone who's offering overnight accommodation must have certification. You must have a certificate. And last year, apparently, Tourism NI, they started legal action. You may have heard about this on the programme, because we made reference to this indeed here on the news, that Tourism NI started legal action for the first time against people who advertised their properties on the Airbnb sites. Now, the cases were actually dropped when the property owners opted to register, and an online process that Tourism NI says costs about £40. So that's one of the questions we were asking this morning on the programme. Are you taking a risk by advertising your property as available for those who might like to avail of an Airbnb service? And are some of you turning a rich pound from it? Feel free, indeed, do let us know. Now, no one from Tourism NI was available for a conversation this morning, but it is a legal requirement in Northern Ireland that anyone offering accommodation to tourists must be legally certified. This is what they say in their statement. This is a quick and simple online process with a small charge of approximately £40. The onus is on anyone offering accommodation to appraise themselves of the necessary legislation. If someone is operating without a certificate, we will contact them, advise them of the legal requirement, and ask them to register for certification. In almost every case, the property will comply. Now, we have the option to take court action against those who don't. This applies to everyone, regardless of what marketing platform they use, whether it's Airbnb, Booking.com, Airbnb, Booking.com, or any of the others. So maybe you weren't aware of that. Now you know. You could be breaking the rules, breaking the law, and for the sake of £40, you should register and keep it all floating above board.
Shout! Brought to you by Odyssey Cinemas. Enjoy VIP screening with leather recliners, complimentary hot drinks, small drink with popcorn and free car parking. See odysseycinemas.co.uk.
Your chance to be a winner here. An opportunity to head to the cinema and indeed a big night out or a big afternoon of a fun just awaits you if you can think on your feet.
You know you make me wanna shout, look my ears jump up.
0289033105 is that number, and we are waiting to entertain you. Not me personally, but all the good people at Odyssey Cinemas. They'll give you something to shout about. We're giving away a pair of tickets for you and a friend to go and enjoy a movie of your choice at the biggest screens at the best location in Belfast with Odyssey Cinemas. Put your feet up, relax and enjoy some of those delicious treats at one of those giant screens. So 0289033105 is that number. Don't worry, of course, if you don't win, because the wonderful people at Odyssey Cinemas have a wide range of offers, including the two for Tuesdays, the family passes, the VIP screenings and the Foxy Fridays as well. Visit odysseycinemas.co.uk for the cinema listings, the tickets and all the information you need. Now, John would like to have a rattle at it. Good morning, John.
Morning, Frank. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well, John. For anyone who's not familiar, you simply pick a category. I ask you indeed to shout out everything that comes into your mind when I give you the category, and hopefully it'll match what's on the big screen in front of me. So, John, you'll have 20 seconds on movies, on celebrations, or indeed winter. Would you like movies, celebrations, or winter? Which one would you like to go for?
Celebrations, please.
Celebrations it will be. Every time I think of celebrations, I think of the amount of sweets that I've been through during this Christmas time. Right, 20 seconds will be on the clock. Let's see how you go with the celebrations. Right, I want you to shout out, indeed, absolutely anything you associate with New Year's. New Year's, anything to do with New Year. Tell me anything you do during the celebrating.
Alcohol, food, going out, dressing up, mistletoe, first meeting, taxis, new clothes.
There's a lot of suggestions there, but only two on our list. Your mind works well because you kept coming up with darn good ideas, but not the most relevant ones for us. We were talking about fireworks, parties, food, auld lang syne, shouting Happy New Year, resolutions, the actual countdown, the big ball drop, champagne, and of course that midnight kiss that people actually have. I'm just wondering what on earth the big ball drop is. Do you know what it is? John, he's gone. He's so browned off. Let me go to my producer because I am very interested. I have never been aware of balls dropping during New Year. not with me, they haven't.
Right, you know in Times Square, have you ever seen on TV in Times Square in New York, they do this, they do the big countdown, of course, but then they have this big silver ball. I think it's more of an American thing, but it's a huge big, it's like a big disco ball, and then it gradually goes down as the clock goes down, and then as it hits the bottom, that's when everybody cheers. It's Happy New Year.
You describe it very well. I think now that I'm bringing a visual up on a screen here, that I have some understanding of what you are describing. Thank you, thank you. Eloquently put. Right, we have two to start with. What about Patricia? Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning, Frank.
Patricia.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Patricia. Winter or movies, Patricia? Which would you like?
I'll go for winter.
Winter it will be. It's the time of year that we're in the winter, but it's not incredibly seasonal, as you know. So, 20 seconds on your clock. Let's see how you go. I want you to shout out anything you associate with winter. Anything that you think about when I say winter to you.
Rain, wind, snow, fog, ice. Leaves
being the last one, probably more associated with autumn, I would have thought, than winter. But you stuck very much to the weather. You've got three, but you never thought of the clothing. There's the cold, the snow, the ice, the lighting, the fire, the gloves, the hats, the coats, the rain, the dark nights, and Christmas time, of course, is in winter time. You're in the lead, Patricia.
Right.
Thank you. I love it. Right. I'm in the lead. Like, I've scored three. However, on many an occasion, three has won it. But I think a lady with a name like Molly is bound to be, you know, taking down the holly. Good morning, Molly. How's your holly?
Morning, Frank. It's packed away.
Is it? I heard people try to tell me the early stages of this Christmas time that the holly didn't have any berries on it this year. I was in Donegal for a while and it was coming down with red berried holly. But that's just a by the by because you're called Molly. Molly, it's a great name because I have your surname here on the screen as well. It's a bit of a superstar name, isn't it?
Do you think so?
I do. I think... absolutely. I can imagine. Do you mind me telling people what your surname is?
No, no.
Okay, I can see the big movie from Hollywood starring Sigourney Weaver and Molly Dane. Molly Dane.
Well, let's hope it's a winner name.
It is a lovely name. It's just so cool. Out in the rain with Molly Dane. Molly Dane on U105. All the hits, all the memories, all the goodies, all the time. With Molly Dane. I'm going to get you a job here.
Reading the news for the weather.
Cheers. You're just concentrating on focusing your mind on this category, aren't you?
Because I've known nothing about movies.
Radio jingles mean nothing to you, girl. Right, do you want movies or do you want the mystery category?
Let's go for movies.
Even though you know nothing about movies?
Well, the kids have been watching them constantly for Christmas, so hopefully there'll be a few there that I know.
Let's see if any of those will come up. Hey, you've struck gold. You've struck gold. You have, because they're all musical cartoon films. Any of those kids' movies, go ahead, shout them out.
Frozen. Moana. The Grinch. Tangled, The Lion King, Sleeping Beauty, Cinderella,
You did it.
Home Alone.
You did it. You got four. You got four.
Yeah.
Well done, Molly. Stay on the line, all right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. Frozen, Tangled, Moana, Beauty and the Beast, The Lion King, Mulan, Tarzan, The Jungle Book, Snow White and Aladdin. We're all up there. Your chance to be a winner here on U105 every morning, 9 to noon.
Shout! Brought to you by Odyssey Cinemas. Enjoy family movies at Odyssey Cinemas with a family ticket which includes free car parking. Visit odysseycinemas.co.uk.
I love this. Frank, if you had put your bin out on the alternative date each council had posted on their website over the holidays, you would have had your bins emptied like many of us did. Do you think I don't know that, you clown? That's what the whole story is about. They weren't able to empty them on the alternative dates because they couldn't get the staff. That was the story we did before the holidays. And there were many, many people who put them out on the alternative dates and they couldn't staff the alternative dates. And that's why so many people haven't had their bins emptied. I understand. You can't expect to hear every programme that we do. Now, as for the buses, a TransLink spokesperson said, we operated a public holiday timetable on New Year's Day. Our timetables were available on TransLink's website and the Journey Planner. The 11A bus operated an hourly service between Ballysillan Park and Belfast City Centre from 11am to 6pm on New Year's Day. We have no plans to discontinue services on public holidays. That issue brought to us by a lady who described herself as of mature years a little earlier in the programme. Signed, sealed, delivered for the first day back. Listen, happy new year to each and every one of you. Thanks for your company this morning. We're back again tomorrow morning, 9 to noon. Carolyn's next.